Welcome to the Healing Elixir Podcast. I'm your host, Alexis Charles, and today I'm not sure what I'm going to title this one. I hope you guys are all doing well. We have a lot of planets in retrograde. We have a lot of planets in retrograde, and I'm laughing because it's just like, ew, good God. If you hear some chickens in the background, don't mind that. I am wanting to come on here because this morning I was journaling. Journaling really, really sets the tone for my day. I was journaling and I was just going over how easy, well, it can be difficult at first, but how we can really float through any emotion. We can be sad and then we can be happy. I talked about this in one of my previous episodes, and I think it's called Emotions, but how we can just float through emotions and process them. And honestly, we choose to stay in whatever vibration we choose to stay in. One of those things that I've been learning is how to process my emotions and not become them. And it's quite difficult for me, even though a lot of people may think I'm the master of my emotions. However, sometimes my emotions still get the best of me. And what I'm learning is to how to regulate that whenever I feel that they are about to. It's being aware and conscious of what's happening. So recently I've been in situations where I've had to catch myself, or I've seen, like, I knew I was about to get maybe upset or angry. And I've been honoring that. I've been allowing myself to feel those emotions. And there was one day, I think it was 2 days ago, where I was just so upset and I allowed myself to get so upset. And which I really love my mom. She really helps me with things like that. She really just, she grabbed me back into reality, right? She grabbed me back into the present moment. And you guys, I want you guys to know that if you do have people that support you, man, community is everything. A support system is beautiful. So if you do have a support system to lean on those people. And if you don't have a support system, lean on your guides, lean on your angels, lean on who you believe in, so they can, you know, hold you and grab hold to you and talk some. My grandmother used to always say this, but I never understood it from the perspective I see it now. She said, come here, let me talk some sense into you. And at first I was like, you, what do you mean? Like, are you saying that I'm dumb? No, it's no. Like, let me, the things that you're not catching, I see. Let me speak that so you're able to understand it better. You guys, the best thing for me, and just giving my advice, is to have a support system, to have someone to lean on. And sometimes we are at places in our life where we are in solitude and we are isolated. And when you don't have those things to lean on, I'm telling you, write it down. Write down your feelings. Reflect on your day. Become very emotionally aware of yourself. Self-mastery is basically, in my opinion, once you master yourself, you can do anything. Once you master yourself, you know your triggers, you know your tics, you know you. So you're able to really glide through this world, able to tackle any challenge that comes to you. So how do you glide? You know, how do you glide? You take the time to get to know you. You take the time to get to know your body. How do you process your emotions? You allow them, and then you bring yourself back to the present, being thankful for your emotions. I was literally in my bathroom earlier and I was saying, I was so thankful for my emotions because they are guides. They guide me and they also protect me, because when something is off, my emotions speak, my body speaks. So sometimes whenever we are caught up in when we're caught up in the thick of something, we don't see it for what it truly is. We are caught up in that emotion, you know. And what's beautiful is you can, after that passes, you can reflect on that situation and see how your emotions were talking to you, especially like whenever a situation goes and you're just like, hey, I don't think I want to go there. But then you end up going and then you go and you don't have a good time. Your body was telling you, hey, I don't think we should go. Your mind, your emotions, everything was telling you not to go. However, you went despite of what your body was telling you. This is a time to get in tune with the body. This is a time to learn the body. And yes, you guys, right now, there's a lot of, like I said, there's a lot of retrogrades going on. There's a lot of things going on in the world. This is a time to surrender. This is a time to not try to control anything because it's going to happen anyway. This is a time to just understand that things will not go, might not be going the way you want it to look, but it's going in the direction that it needs to go. And it might not, it might not resonate with where you are in your life, because guess what? We want that change. You're trying to manifest new things. However, we have to get rid of the old. So the new, we're making space for the new. And guess what? That means a lot of change. Internal change is happening. And it feels like pain. I can attest for my own, because I'm going through my own thing, and it felt like pain 2 days ago. And I was like, oh my God, what is going on? And it tried to rattle me, but this is me learning myself, me mastering my emotions. So let me tell you right now, if you're going through some heavy shit, and even if you're just going through anything right now, it is okay. Trust the process. Trust the process. Trust your emotions. Get in tune with yourself. Do your natal chart. See what's going on in the skies right now. Look, be aware. Upgrade your mentality, right? Regulate that nervous system. Go and read what the nervous system does. Read what the spine does and how much nerves it has in the spine and how much your nerves in your spine actually affect you. Go read about yourself. I'm not asking you to do anything outside of you. I'm asking you to research you and how you regulate things and be aware of yourself. I want you to glide, and I want you to know there is a lot of things going on transit-wise in astrology. There's so many retrogrades right now, and this is because this is going to cause an internal shift, and so your external reality can mirror that of your desires. It's going to feel painful because you are detaching from the old, and that is your comfort zone. And you're walking into the new. You're walking. Prepare to glide. And I wanted to just come on here. I didn't even think it was going to get that deep. I just wanted to talk to you guys about being grateful. If anything, just being grateful for everything that you have and everything that you've gone through and everything that you've gotten through. Because guess what? You woke up today. You made it through the day. Wherever you are in your day listening to this, you are breathing. That is something to be grateful for. And once you attune yourself to your gratitude and still be aware of the things that you have to take care of, you will glide. I promise you that. Thank you for listening to the Healing Elixir podcast. Let's heal. Let's elevate. Let's upgrade your reality.